Let's talk about Keynesian economics, printing of trillions of dollars. Stick around, we're back. Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? We are back with one of our signature quick and dirty videos. Today, we're going to talk about the crisis recovery and government intervention. You know, 2020 started off as a really tough year, and we're facing both a health and economic crisis. We've been locked in our houses. Many people have lost their jobs. A lot of businesses have been suspended, and the markets have been going up and down like some crazy roller coaster ride. To counter the negative aspects of the coronavirus situation, governments are printing huge amounts of money and devolving billions and some trillions to sustain small businesses and private citizens through this period. Sending this large quantity of new money into the market could be a dangerous move, as it could reflect on the inflation rate and have very long-term real consequences. Unless the plan is to bankrupt the Fed and create a debt jubilee of sorts for all Americans, like some say. But you know what? That is for another video. Besides this, though, should government even supposed to interfere so heavily with the markets? According to the traditional economy and free market purist, they shouldn't interfere and simply let the market balance itself back to the point of equilibrium. Here's how the free market purists say it should work. When a crisis hits, suddenly there is less money around to spend, and the demand for the goods and services drops. As a consequence, the prices should go down too, and the wages and inflation should follow on the same path. Despite the crisis, having low inflation and low wages is the perfect condition for companies to expand by investing resources and hiring new people. The increase in the employment rate would drive the demand back up and become the spark of new economic growth. That's what should happen according to a traditional free market economy. Unfortunately, the practical reality of the world can behave in very unpredictable ways, and one model can't cut the cake every single time. That's why John Maynard Keynes, a British economist, felt the need to come up with a new theory during this crisis of the 30s, a crisis like none other before. His vision was very different from conventional lines of wisdom and thought, and it was modeled around what happened in England during the time of the crisis. The British government was determined to stay out of a deficit at all costs. You know, they were increasing taxes and cutting down welfare programs. Therefore, when the wages went down, people could barely afford food. And even though all the prices were lower, there was no money to spend. This situation drove down the demand even further and froze the markets. With everything paralyzed, the production companies had no reason to invest or hire new workers. They became stagnant and influenced by the general climate of fear and mistrust in the future. That's why in the Keynesian model, the government should intervene right away to jumpstart the market and avoid at all costs the conditions that can drive the economy into a long-lasting depression. According to Keynes, as soon as the demand goes down, the government should lower taxes and increase welfare programs in order to reverse the downward spiral and promote investments. Keynes thinks that this line of duty should be maintained, even if it forces the state into a deficit. Basically, the government should anticipate the crisis and rig the market to lift the demand. And that's basically what the government of the United States is trying to do right now. From a certain point of view, taking a Keynesian approach to solving this situation, it just might be a good idea. The economic crisis that we're experiencing right now that's been induced by this pandemic. I mean, look at all the health issues. Look at all the people losing their jobs. Look at the businesses closing. This time, the market didn't fail itself. In fact, before all of this even happened, the market was going strong. It's reasonable to think that once the lockdown will be over and things return to normal, if people have money to spend, the market will be ready to restart and recover swiftly. So, with that perspective, the Keynesian approach taken by the U.S. government might be an effective counter to the crisis. But there is a huge unknown factor. We don't know how long it's going to take for things to return to normal. The more time it takes for this thing to go away, the more money that we have to print to keep our head above water. And every dollar that we do print, it might make the dollars we have in our pockets worth less and less and less. If the emergency clock keeps ticking for too much time, we may have to face some severe troubles in the long run. And should we even be in a lockdown? The numbers look rigged to me, and this doesn't seem justified at all for what the states and the world is doing right now. It's like there's another agenda here at play. But guess what? That is for another video. There is no doubt that we are going to recover from this crisis. The only question is, how long is it going to take before it does? And what's it going to require? And at what cost? So, What do you all think about this? Do you feel that we're going to be opening things up much sooner rather than later? Do you think that we're going to have a new normal soon, or we're going to have an old normal soon? What do you think? What do you think about all the social distancing and how we might have to do this for years and years ahead? Do you think it's a good idea for, I don't know, the government to take this Keynesian approach? Do you think that this lockdown is justified or just something out of a Nazi playbook? Do you think politicians are being exposed to the people right now for what they truly are? And the awake people, they're paying attention. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. Also, let us know what other topics you want us to cover. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch you all on the next one.